Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 26, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on The Ether, we have a space hosted by Project Serum with Terra Money's Octal Mage and Ox Wagme discussing building for a multi-chain future with UST and Luna. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Project Serum Twitter space. I'm your co-host, Michelle. And today with me is Will and Jason from Terra. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining. Yeah, so today this is a special edition of Twitter Space for the Convergence Hackathon, which has been ongoing for the month of January. If you're building on the cross-chain DeFi space, and in particularly on Terra, definitely submit your project by January 31st. And if you have any questions you want to ask today about Terra and building on cross-chain, please leave a message under the most recent tweet on Project Serum's Twitter. So without further ado, let's get started. So Will and Jason, Terra and Luna has been at the forefront of recent development in the Web3 space. And in 2021, the Terra ecosystem has exploded. For the audience that are not familiar with Terra, can you give us an introduction of what Terra is?
Yeah, so Terra is a L1 blockchain that is built on top of the Cosmos SDK. And the flagship like product of the Terra blockchain is the native stablecoins that are actually built into the blockchain itself. And so, one of the main features is the ability to burn our native token, which is called Luna. And then you can mint a number of stablecoins in different local currencies. Currently, the most popular stablecoin is UST, which is obviously pegged to the dollar. And so you can mint UST by burning, you know, $1 worth of Luna. And then the opposite also works. You can, you know, burn UST and mint more Luna. And so, you know, that's kind of like the initial, like, product offering from the Terra blockchain. But on top of that, we also have, Cosm Wasm smart contracts. That's the, you know, framework that enables smart contracts to run on Terra. And so, you know, if you're building something that needs like a number of stable coins, or, you know, you need UST, or you want to utilize maybe the Korean, you know, won stable coin, you can build directly on Terra, and you're close to where those coins actually get created. So that's kind of like the quick overview of what Terra has to offer.
Thanks for the overview there. So some of the audience might be familiar with other stablecoins like USDC or DAI. How is Terra different from these other stablecoins?
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, very important what the difference is, even if they offer like similar functionality. Like ultimately, the goal for stablecoins is to be stable, or to, you know, to be pegged to a currency that exists in the real world. And so with USDC and USDT, you know, they're actually maintaining like dollars in a bank somewhere. And so there's custody involved and fees for the custody. And there's also potentially a lot of like regulatory risk involved because, you know, if those dollars are ultimately stored in a bank somewhere, then that means that, you know, there's someone has like regulatory jurisdiction over those banks. And so it's kind of a, you know, USDC and USDT are like a hybrid between centralization and decentralization. And so where, you know, UST really differs is there is no centralized touch point. So we're not, you know, working with banks to like try to hold dollars. You know, UST is backed by Luna and also backed by the core consensus of the Terra blockchain. And so, you know, as we're building out these decentralized DEXs, the decentralized lending markets, it seems kind of backwards to then rely so heavily on banks and, you know, the exact infrastructure we're kind of trying to replace. And so I think it's pretty crucial for a decentralized stablecoin to be adopted and to be used across the ecosystem. I think, you know, there's something that a lot of Terra fans will say, and that's just that a decentralized economy needs decentralized money, and Terra wants to be that decentralized money. And so that's really, you know, what we're focused on.
That makes a lot of sense. I love that phrase about decentralized economy needs decentralized money. And it's definitely not easy to build a fully decentralized money. And in 2021, UST has grown from 500 million market cap to over 10 billion. So you guys even flipped DAI towards the end of 2021. And so what are some of the short-term and long-term goals for UST?
Wags, can you take that one?
Yeah, so, you know, in the short term, I think it is kind of going multi-chain across as many DeFi protocols or layer ones as possible. And, you know, to the extent that you can partner with DeFi applications across other layer one networks, I think that is kind of this core product market fit and differentiator that, you know, application-specific blockchains like Terra kind of have an advantage with. We're very collaborative with any kind of DeFi builder across these chains. And to the extent that the composability of UST can be leveraged across different bridges, I think that that's going to be kind of the core focus, that, you know, the core operation of the Terra community is focused on, is how do we get UST to be as widely adopted as possible within this kind of competitive and interesting market that is stable assets. And the short and long-term goal is to be kind of the most useful money for spending, saving, that the decentralized economy really doesn't have but needs. And UST being kind of a product that allows you to do that and controlling the full stack for that utility to be realized, whether that's engaging with like the station wallet to do on-chain transactions or doing things in the real world using a variety of fiat on and off ramps. I think a lot of startups, whether that be, you know, DeFi native neobanks that are using anchor yields to bootstrap their network effects, or fiat on and off ramps like MoonPay, Transact, and many others that are kind of popping up to support real world applications of UST via the usage of like debit cards or traditional payment processors, is very interesting. And then we have the whole kind of world of multi-chain DeFi applications that's still exploding, and all the infrastructure there is kind of at this like early stage, and there's a lot to kind of do over the next few years as these product roadmaps are getting built out. And so yeah, we're really in this kind of like stablecoin world and business, and like Octal said, it's a really interesting kind of time because you know, the total number of wallets on these chains is still very small, and the total number of users of stablecoins is still pretty small, and the total number of users of kind of decentralized stablecoins is even smaller than that. So we see this kind of market opportunity as really large and exciting in the short, medium, and very long term as well.
For sure, I'm definitely seeing more and more infrastructure being built and laying the grounds for further adoption for UST. UST wants to be the de facto decentralized money, and So money can be used for saving, spending, and investing. What are some of the applications that you're seeing on your ecosystem so far that's facilitating this?
So I think, you know, so far on Terra specifically, there's been a big focus on our stable coins because that is one of the differentiators of our chain. So I think Chai is a really great example. Chai is like a payment network that operates in South Korea, and they like leverage the KRT token, which is pegged to the Korean won. And there's a number of websites that you can go to where they offer, you know, pay with Chai functionality. And so for a user, I think the experience is extremely transparent, where the majority of them probably don't even know that they're actually leveraging Terra or a stablecoin. To them, it's just money's moving around, and, you know, they're able to buy stuff and spend the money just like they would, you know, if they had those funds in a bank itself. And so, you know, I think Chai was one of the first like successful applications to do this, but there's many more that are being built out. There's, you know, a number that are being built specifically around UST, one like Cato, Cash, Alice. These are all protocols that are trying to bridge the gap between the real world and the Terra blockchain. And so, you know, one of the things I really look forward to is being able to have a debit card where I can spend UST directly, because I think that does a really good job of bridging the blockchain to the real world. Because once you have that debit card, you're really able to, you know, spend UST for like real life use cases. And you know, I think, you know, part of the difficulty there is just that there's a lot of like, I guess the traditional finance world doesn't always move the fastest, and so it's just, it can be hard to get that stuff set up and to do it right and to make sure that you're following all the guidelines required for those things. So it's definitely, you know, it's taken a little longer than I personally expected, but I know that they're coming, and yeah, I'm very excited to see those. There's also, you know, I think for those who are not familiar with the Anchor protocol, it basically allows you to earn like a stable yield on UST, leveraging rewards from proof of stake blockchain. So currently we have support for Luna and Ethereum, but I know that like Solana, staked Solana is on the way. And so, you know, there's a lot of applications that are also leveraging that, and they're trying to build these bank-like applications that allow users to first off save, just like you would at a regular bank, except for the yield is, I think, way more it's way more competitive and fair. And then you can also, you know, spend and invest potentially, you know, through these same applications that are just, they're just tying together multiple Terra protocols in the back end. And so I think, you know, once we have applications that start to look and act like more traditional applications that users are familiar with, I'm expecting to see the adoption, you know, speed up even more, which is something that I'm really looking forward to seeing this year.
Absolutely. Want to talk a bit more about Anchor. So offering 20% yield on stablecoin is very attractive for a lot of people. So how does this 20% yield actually work? Is this sustainable?
Okay. So I'll start with the first question, which is, how does it work? So ultimately, Anchor is a money market, and it's, you know, pretty similar to Solend or Jet Protocol on Solana or Compound and Aave on Ethereum. And so you're able to deposit collateral, and then you can borrow UST against your collateral. So I mentioned earlier, right now we support Luna and Ethereum, so you can deposit Luna and Ethereum and borrow against it. I think the big difference here is that all of the collateral that's used on Anchor is actually staked, and so we're using like a liquid stake derivative of the native token. And so when you provide these assets as collateral, you're actually, you know, surrendering the staking rewards that come with those assets. And so we actually, you know, redirect those staking rewards to the people who are depositing UST. And so, you know, if you do some quick math, like let's say Ethereum staking rewards are at 6%, and then Luna staking rewards are at 12%. And if each one of these loans is over collateralized, the actual yield turns out to be pretty high. And so I think a lot of people see the 20 number and they are really, you know, suspicious of where it's coming from. But to answer where it's coming from, it's not that difficult. It's just coming from staking rewards from you know, different protocols. And so I think in terms of stability, it's going to be super important to keep bringing on new collateral. So that's why, you know, right now, Liquid Stake Solana is a big focus. And I know like Liquid Staked Atom is also a big focus. And so I think as long as we can keep the borrow demand high, you know, there's no reason why the yields won't keep coming. I think there's always the chance that in the future we may have to adjust that number, but ultimately that's a governance move. And so that's something that, you know, ANC holders will have to vote on. So yeah, I know this is like, it's been a big topic of conversation in the community since Anchor's inception, and there's a lot of really smart people who are working on it and making sure that we can keep it going.
That's a brilliant design. And recently, a startup announced they're providing 10% interest on cash for the users, the startup called Seashell. And seems like there's a trend of converging fintech and DeFi. Are you guys seeing any other companies lately that are doing this fintech in the front, DeFi in the back type of approach, and leveraging protocols like Anchor to provide higher yields to the end users?
Yeah, I can speak a little bit to this. I think, you know, the Seashell team specifically is, you know, one of the top-notch kind of teams operating within the Terra ecosystem. You know, Daryl from that team is the former COO of Certik, which is a large and well-respected auditor within the Terra ecosystem itself. To the extent that they're able to provide, you know, what is essentially an incredible neobanking experience powered by DeFi yields, it'll be a huge win. And using kind of open source primitives like Anchor to be able to drive that yield is a great business decision. I think even just aside from Seashell, there's probably a new neobank that's using these primitives, kind of coming out and announcing rounds and kind of growing their own team bases, especially in international kind of geographies like India and Latin America. And so it's going to be, you know, obviously a very competitive market, but to the extent that we're kind of a middleware for that yield to be generated, it's super interesting. I didn't think, you know, it would kind of happen this fast, but yeah, they've been incredible partners, and we're always kind of chatting with them on what the next steps are. I think aside from that, like even these consumer applications, there are a lot of kind of crypto companies starting to merge the DeFi realm and kind of the consumer enterprise world. And to the extent that we're partnering with kind of larger institutions and that want to access Terra products, stable coins, high yield savings accounts, there's a lot of new companies. So those that are building like consumer wallets, like neobanks or enterprise wallets, fiat on and off ramps, like all the picks and shovels, I think these kind of more sophisticated product teams are thinking like, how do we integrate that and build a thesis like that out from day one? Particularly excited about kind of like multi and cross-chain enterprise wallets that are using UST and Anchor to give even businesses access to decentralized finance applications. And this is like still super early. I think new seed rounds are being announced like daily. So it's definitely a trend to kind of watch, and hopefully we'll bring in a lot more users onto the network over time.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. That's super exciting to see more of these startups coming out that offers friendly and much easier user experience that allow the users to onboard to crypto without, you know, learning how to set up a wallet and all that. So you guys mentioned about the multi-chain, for Terra to go multi-chain. Can you guys expand more about this for Terra? What are you guys thinking and doing right now on the multi-chain fronts? And how are you guys thinking about the multi-chain future? Will there be one or two winners or many different blockchains thriving together?
So, I mean, I think that I can speak for myself personally and on what I, you know, believe the multi-chain future looks like. I really don't imagine there's going to be a situation where there's only one or two winners in the long term, just because, you know, I think teams really want to utilize the best tool for the job and they want to use what makes sense for the application they're building. And there's many applications that are being built. And so to try to force everyone into like the same exact box, I think just isn't a winning strategy and it just doesn't make much sense. Like if you look at Web 2 development, you know, there's so many stacks and frameworks that enable teams to like bring their visions to life. And I really see blockchains as a similar situation where, yeah, there's just so many options. And so, you know, when it comes to like Terra and how we fit into the multi-chain future, I think that we're really interested in driving the adoption of UST. And so if there is a chain that has interesting DeFi happening and they do have a demand for a decentralized stablecoin or really just any stablecoin, I think, you know, we want to make sure that we're there and that the users are getting access to UST, you know, on the native chain where they're actually building or doing interesting stuff. So. Yeah, right now, you know, we're working with a large number of chains, probably like 5 to 8, you know, pretty actively, and, you know, working with many bridging partners. I know we're huge fans of Wormhole Crypto, who's done an incredible job building a really secure platform for bridging. And, you know, that's what we utilize to bring UST over to Solana. I believe many at Terra probably share the same vision just because, you know, the Cosmos ecosystem is really focused on application specific blockchains. And so, you know, I think there's an expectation that there's going to be a large number of Cosmos chains coming on in the next year. And on these chains, there's likely going to be DeFi protocols and we just want to make sure that they are using UST or they're considering UST when they're building out these protocols. And so as fast as we can get UST over there, I think, you know, we're going to do it. And it's also something that Wags touched on was just that we're very collaborative, which is something that you may not find with other stable coins. You know, for example, we're on this Twitter space right now, you know, collaborating with the Serum team to basically promote UST adoption to the Solana and Serum communities. So I think that's definitely one of the differentiating factors. And also, you know, it's a part of our ultimate strategy.
That's super exciting. Working on 5 to 8 chains, you guys definitely have your... you guys definitely have a very full plate. So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about NFT and metaverse. At the end of 2021, you guys have seen a lot of activity on the NFT and metaverse and gaming. And where do you guys see the next wave of innovation happening on Terra NFT and the metaverse space?
Yeah, so these are pretty early and active investments. So we entered into a partnership with one of the largest public kind of Korean gaming companies to build an on-chain experience. And I think a lot of this infrastructure is being focused on by a core team at Terra. We haven't released like that much kind of information or press on it like some other layer ones have, but it is like a core focus as, you know, this is probably where this is like this metaverse and NFT application kind of world hasn't reached like true product market fit, and it's probably even earlier than general stablecoin adoption, which we've kind of touched is early as well. So I think we're still in kind of the cycle where technology is not quite ready across most of the chains that we work with on this, and we're still taking this like very like multi-chain approach and working with the stablecoin asset to work with many games in other ecosystems, including Solana. But in terms of like native development, it is very early. A lot of the infrastructure is just getting built, and I think to the extent like people want to get in on the ground floor of something like really new, where a lot of the primitives and best practices haven't emerged, I think like the NFT and metaverse stuff is like even earlier than DeFi and touches almost like a different subsegment of an audience that's interested in those applications. So really excited, have a lot of kind of big AAA kind of ambitions over the next year or so. And then in the short term, there's a lot of infrastructure kind of be built out to just power some of the most interesting kind of gaming experiences in a collaborative way.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be following the development on that front. Currently, we have the Convergence Hackathon going on the cross-chain DeFi focus. So what are some projects that you're excited to see built on Terra and Solana specifically?
So I think, one of the projects I saw already that really got me excited was a tool that makes it possible to swap, directly from Luna to Solana, kind of like a cross-chain swap, native token to native token. So, I mean, I definitely think that was a really cool application, and it enables users to basically, if they are a Terra user, they can easily acquire Solana and then experience like, Solana DeFi and get involved in Solana applications. But then I think the other is true, if there's Solana teams that or Solana users who want to experience, what it's like to be a Terra DeFi user, it's really nice to give them the option to, swap some of their native Sol to native Luna and then get into that ecosystem as well. I think you mentioned the NFT space is, kind of maturing on the Terra blockchain at a pretty rapid pace. And so, there's plenty of opportunities around that. I think, I'm very interested in where DeFi and NFTs kind of meet or where they converge. Is it possible to use NFTs as collateral for a loan? Can you, is there a future where we can take a Solana monkey business or a DeGen ape, bridge it over to the Terra chain, and then enable it as collateral on Anchor potentially? And I think there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be built out to make that happen. Like, how exactly do you value an NFT? Do you value it at the floor price? And if you do that, you're potentially giving a way lower value for the NFT than you potentially would. Do you fractionalize the NFT? So convert it to a token instead of an NFT. And then, you can use that in a lot of interesting ways. And so, I mean, that's one place that I'm really into NFTs personally. So I'm always excited to see like what's coming next for, NFTs in particular. Ultimately, if you're building a DeFi application on Solana, we hope that you would consider adopting USD as the stablecoin for your application over some of the other options out there, because you're trying to build decentralized economy. And so, you should really be focusing on, also incorporating decentralized tokens and decentralized stablecoins. I've been really impressed with what we've seen so far, and really looking forward to seeing, more of the projects, and also always happy to collaborate with anyone who is working on that type of stuff. So definitely reach out. And I know the Serum team has done a good job of connecting us.
Yeah, for the audience and any participants of the hackathon, feel free to check out Octal's tutorial on Terra as well on our YouTube channel. So we'll also share the link after this Twitter space. So to wrap up, do you guys have any advice for the hackathon participants in the final couple of days of the hackathon?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I think definitely like don't be afraid to reach out if you're blocked on something. Like there's a lot of smart people in the community who can help. And yeah, focus on actually shipping something. I think I've seen a lot of teams kind of get buried in the, like, how does this work? How should it work? Like, what's the ideal state? But, you know, by the end of the hackathon, if you don't have something that's demoable, then, you know, what was it all for, really? So, yeah, definitely. Just make sure that you're actually going to be able to ship something.
Apologies. I've been told the voice changer is like not like a appealing voice, so I'll have to choose a new one next time. But yeah, I think don't be a stranger. Like I think this hackathon is one thing, but we're going to be doing more, hopefully, with like Solana, Serum team, all teams, and we're doing a lot more events. You know, Octal and I are in Miami for Miami Hack Week. We'll be doing more of these, so don't be a stranger and keep working on stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely agree on you know, maximizing any opportunity to connect with you know, either the Terra or for our team. So we're posting a lot of things on the hackathon sites, and also if you're in one of these cities, let's say Miami for this week, definitely reach out to the Terra team as well. So yeah, thank you both for joining this Twitter space. I know you guys are super busy, and this Twitter space will be uploaded on YouTube afterwards. So yeah, thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you for hosting. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a Project Serum space with Terra Money Octal Mage and Ox Wagme discussing building a multi-chain future with UST and Luna. Recorded on Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep. Brain on repeat, no amount of please. Would you shut the fuck up? Yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning. When you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting all these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free to suffer, no need to suffer, the leaders busted. Freedom hunter, disagreements wander. Cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders. Take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the rubies hostile, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fucking sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic bougie with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here fucking clueless, looking at the next duck trying to see who the goose is. Should've paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote.
spaces.